This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. President Trump will address the United Nations General Assembly Tuesday, and a senior official said he will affirm America's leadership. On Monday, President Trump met with French President Macron, who was apparently attempting to ease the tensions between the U.S. and Iran. VOA's senior White House correspondent Steve Herman has more.
Trump appears to be rebuffing Macron's efforts with Iran.
We're not looking for any mediators. They know who to call.
In a joint statement, Britain, France, and Germany are holding Iran responsible for recent attacks on Saudi oil installations, which has prompted concerns about the possibility of war between the West and the Islamic Republic. Trump says he'll be talking about Iran's aggression in his address Tuesday to the UN General Assembly. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the United Nations.
Three powerful leaders of the U.S. Congress are demanding Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to start turning over all the documents related to the Trump-Ukraine telephone call by Thursday or face subpoenas. President Trump has confirmed that he raised the subject of former Vice President Joe Biden and his son in the July phone call with Ukraine's president. Trump is facing allegations that he pressured Ukraine to investigate his potential 2020 rival, which he denies. Monday, President Trump described the content of the call.
Was largely corruption, all of the corruption taking place. Was largely the fact that we don't want our people, like Vice President Biden and his son, creating to the corruption already in the Ukraine.
But his admission about the phone call is fueling calls for Democrats to launch impeachment proceedings in the U.S. Congress. For more news, please join us, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The Trump administration is doing away with the so-called